I had no idea that police don't test, when they do a drug test of drivers in Victoria, don't test for cocaine. But they're about to, I think, in New South Wales. David Shoebridge is a New South Wales Greens MP. David, good morning to you.
Good day, Ross. How are things?
Good. Are you in New South Wales? Are you about to test for cocaine?
Yeah, they're about to. We've been campaigning for years to fix the way they do roadside drug testing in New South Wales, which our model, I think, was borrowed initially from Victoria, where you just test for three drugs. Test for cannabis, for MDMA, better known as ecstasy, and for methamphetamine. But they don't test for cocaine. They don't test for some of the other drugs that are commonly found in driver's systems, like benzodiazepines, which are some of the major causes for road fatalities.
Why don't they test for cocaine?
Well, you have to ask your local politician. Here in New South Wales, I think the reason they don't test for cocaine, or they haven't traditionally, is because users of cocaine are much more influential as a general rule. The parents of users of cocaine, are much more influential than the users of cannabis.
So they've always had the capacity to test for cocaine, they just haven't.
Yeah, they basically have to turn the cocaine setting off on the machines that they use in roadside drug testing. Yes, yes. The manufacturer, it's a big German manufacturer, who does those, the sort of second level machine that they have at roadside drug tests, not the swipe, but the oral swipe at the next machine. They basically have to turn the cocaine setting off. They have to turn the benzodiazepine setting off, and they dumb them down to test for only three drugs.
It's reported on the front page of the Herald Sun. Police sources say roadside cocaine tests would save lives, but the cost of testing is stopping Vic police from having the capability. Do you say that's
nonsense.
Rubbish?
Absolute rubbish. Absolute nonsense. And look, they're doing it in New South Wales. They're rolling it out to include cocaine in New South Wales. So, you know, the argument that you can't afford to do it in Victoria is nonsense. But there's a pretty core flaw in the... Yeah, you go ahead.
Who turns off the cocaine measuring device...
The
setting at the machine.
Well, it's when it's calibrated and sent out. They have to dump down the machine.
It's not the police who turn it off. It is someone who's calibrating the machine at the factory.
Well, the police say, look, you know, we've got this whiz-bang machine, but we only want to test for these three drugs. And that's the settings they get on the machine. The oral swab, they'll need to change the oral swab that they do to pick up additional drugs. But, you know, those swabs, I mean, the additional test for cocaine on the swabs cost next to nothing. So it's not a cost thing. But there is a problem with the roadside drug testing. I mean, I support it. All the drugs that are commonly found in people that impairs people's driving, they should all be tested for, whether they're legal or illegal. But they should be tested at levels like we do with alcohol, where people are actually impaired behind the wheel of the motor vehicle. Because Victoria and New South Wales, both states, people are losing their license because they had a joint 3 or 4 days ago or a week ago, and they've got this tiny trace element of cannabis in their system, and that's just nuts. We've got to be testing for all the drugs, cocaine, ecstasy, MDMA, cannabis, the whole lot, benzodiazepines. Doesn't matter if the drug's legal or illegal. If it's impairing your driving, and you can't drive properly because you've got a drug in your system, that's what the police should be testing for.
David, fascinating. David Shoebridge, New South Wales Greens MP. We have, however, had a call from a former policeman, and we'll check this out, and David's assertion. He says that the active constituent in cocaine can be found in legal medication, which isn't the same situation for the other three drugs. The other three drugs being marijuana, cannabis, ecstasy, and ice. Got to follow that up.